That means he's glad you're saved.
Amen.
It's the best thing I know of. Lord, I got saved when I was 20 years old. And God has been good to me.
He's
brought me through a lot. He's helped me. He's saved me. He has kept me. If you got your Bibles, you want to turn with me, go into Psalms. Brother Ron could gladly, freely quote this whole chapter here. Psalms 121. Psalms 121. Does that ring a bell to you? Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 121. I'll do my best to try to help us all here tonight. Listen to David. I will what? Lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy what?
Keeper.
Keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's my keeper.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Just for a few minutes.
Come on, Brother
Tom. I really didn't have much time on this today. I worked in my computer all day. But anyway, I had a thought and I printed this out. It was one of my older newsletters years ago. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. What is it that the psalmist David is really, really saying here? Notice, Lord, I need help. I need help.
Yep.
But I know the direction to look. I know the direction to look.
No.
I'm going to look up. I'm going to look up. Oh, Lord, I will lift up my head, Lord. And I will look up to those everlasting hills that my God has made. In other words, I'm looking to the one that made those hills.
Yeah.
Can I tell us here tonight, those great and mighty majestic mountains can direct us where that we can find our help when we look up and see the grandeur of the mountains. Oh, Lord, the one that created it all is the one that I'm a-looking to. David said, you're my help, oh, Lord. When I'm down and when I'm out, he said, I know the direction to look up to. I tell you, Mary, now, since we've been married, we've been out in the Smoky Mountains, I don't know, 6, 8, 10, 12 times, I guess, since we've been married. Got a lot of good memories down there. You can drive all the way from Gatlinburg and go all the way up. How many's ever been in the Smoky Mountains? Oh, my goodness. When you leave Gatlinburg and you start on your way up, it's a long way up to the top. And as you start getting toward the top, you can look over in those valleys down below. And it looks like the town is so small down there. I tell you, there's something about, Brother Ron, the mountains. It does something to me. It always did. Hallelujah. What's that song that you wrote? I'm a mountain man. I'm a mountain man. And I tell you, you get a bird of Klingman's Dome, and you can't drive any farther. And there's a big old parking lot right there. You can park your car there and get out, and you can walk. I think it's 3/4 of a mile all the way up to the top. And go up this thing all the way up, and you can look out for many, many miles in every direction. Look down into the valleys, and if you get up there early in the morning, you can look way down in the valley, and you can see the fog in the valley. If you stay up there there long enough, you can see the sun when it begins to rise. And the rays from the sunshine, it goes all the way down into the valleys. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. It lifts the fog. There's just something about being high that you can see the glory of God. Nothing in the world 6,643 feet up above sea level. I didn't think there was any birds up there that high. And I looked and I heard a big old crow going over and he was a calling. Hallelujah. Way over almost 7,000 feet up. And I heard a big old black crow. I looked up and there he went over. And he was a hollering. Everything that day that Mary and I was up there was real, real quiet. With very many people up there. And all the solitude and all the quietness of being in the high place with the Lord. Oh, Lord. And I heard a little bird a-chirping and a-singing. I looked around and I said, Mary, listen to that little bird over there. Just a little tiny one. And it was a-singing its heart out. I'm telling you, there is just something about the valley when you're in the valley. It's colder there. And the sun don't shine very often in the valley. There's shadows that fill the valley. But when you go high up in the God's rays of sunshine, there's just something about it. Your view is farther, and you can look a long way around you, and you're high and lifted up. Can I tell you, there's a high place in the Lord. How do I get there, Brother Tommy? Down on your knees. Hallelujah. In prayer. Hallelujah. In the Spirit of God. And He'll lift you higher than you've ever been. Hallelujah. He'll lift you up above the fog. Hallelujah. Up above the shadow that's in the valley. Can I tell you, there's fear and there's unbelief. Hallelujah. There's sickness. There's depression and there's battles in the valley. But if we'll get a hold of the Lord, He'll lift us up and He'll give us a feet of hinds feet, and He'll make us to walk upon our high places. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, there's higher heights, Lord, in you. Would you lift me, Lord, above the shadow and plant my feet on higher ground? I want to go higher. I want to see the glory of God. I tell you, His glory is manifested up on top of the mountain. I tell you, up there, Jesus longed to get away. And He went up into the mountain and He prayed all night long. And when He came down from the mountain, He was soaked with heaven's dew, soaked with the power of God. Hallelujah, the glory of the Lord shined in His face. I'm telling you, there is a higher realm in the Lord. Lift me, God, higher.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Lift me, Jesus, lift me.
Yeah, lift me up.
Woo. Well, glory.
Yeah.
Come on, point my eyes up, Lord. Too many of us look at our trouble, and we look at the negative, and we look at the tart, and we look at the bad, and we look at the wrong. Come on, it's time that we gaze up and look unto the Lord that made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. He'll not let you go down.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Can I tell us, it's time to look up.
Yep.
We need to get beyond that downward look. Looking down makes you weak. But looking up makes you strong. When you look up, it gives you faith and confidence. It was the prophet Jeremiah said in Lamentations 3:51, mine eyes affecteth mine heart when I see all the bad. And when I hear all the bad news going on around me, it affects my soul and my spirit. My soul gets discouraged. and it gets me down. Oh God, would you anoint our eyes with eyes of sight and let us see the good things. Let us see the Lord high and lift it up. When King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, then I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train, his glory filled the temple of all. It's time that we look up. Praise be to the Lord. The Bible said when God brought Israel out of Egypt, he delivered them with a mighty arm and a strong hand reached out. He divided the Red Sea, and he brought his chosen across on dry shod, all the way across. Hallelujah. The Bible said as they traveled by the way of Mount Hor and encamped the land of Edom, the Bible said the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. I'm going to tell him, Lord, I don't have time to get discouraged because of the way. I'm going to trust the Lord. Listen, I feel the Lord in the house. I tell you, if God can perform the miracle, and if he can split the Red Sea, hallelujah to God, and he can bring judgment upon the gods of Egypt, can I tell you, he's great tonight to supply every need. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
The Bible said the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And they began to grumble. And they began to complain. And said, we are tired of this light bread. Said, our soul loathe this bread, this manna. I looked it up. We despise this. God, what do you think God feels like when we're not content, when we don't praise him for the little things? Well, praise the Lord. I'm here tonight and I'm clothed and I'm fed and I've got a place to lay my head. I've got shoes on my feet and I've got plenty to eat. I've been blessed. The Bible said that you brought us out here, Moses, to let us die out here in the wilderness, out in a place where there's no water, and our soul loadeth this light bread. And the Bible said that God sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit them, and the poison caused many in Israel. And I'm telling you, listen, Mary told me, I'm having a migraine coming to church tonight. I've been fighting the last 2 or 3 weeks with cold and congestion in her head. But we've been through it. I've had the flu. She's had it. I tell you, we have our battles. Hallelujah. We fight the devil, and we have our afflictions. But my wife said to me to come into church tonight, she said, babe, it could sure be a whole lot worse. If we could be a flat of our back, we could be dying of cancer somewhere. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we're alive in the house of the Lord, and we can lift our head and say, thank God I've been blessed, and most of all I've been saved by the mercy and the grace of God. He's brought me out, and I'm sure glad that I got a better place to go to. Heaven will shoot me at my home. I raise your little hand and praise him, Elohim. Woo! There's something keeping me alive. I give him a hand clap in the house. The Holy Ghost, he's real, and he's keeping me alive.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. The Bible said much of Israel died. And they came to Moses and said, Moses, man, we've been wrong. We've been wrong. We shouldn't have complained against you and grumbled and found fault with God. Oh, Lord, He did bring us water out of the rock, a dry, flinty rock out here in the middle of nowhere. He's called waters to gush out of there like a river, brought streams right through the desert. 3 million Israelites drunk until their thirst was satisfied and quenched. Woo! Every morning, listen, I promise you God will not let you die. Hey, Lord, what was it David of old said? He said, I was once young. That man lived, I think he was a king for 40 years, and he was an old man when it came his time to die. He said, I was once young. He said, now I'm old. Neither have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed of pagan bread. They told Moses, said, we've sinned. We should have never grumbled and complained against God. Would you pray for us, Moses? Moses went to the Lord and said, Lord, you see the people of Tyre. The fiery serpents are crawling around and biting people. He said, make thee a serpent of brass and put it up on. U-P-O-N. Put it up on a pole and erect it up and it'll come to pass. Hallelujah. Anybody that is bitten, if they'll look up, I said, if they'll look up to that brazen serpent, they shall live. What was it Jesus said? As the serpent as I was lifted up in the wilderness upon a pole, he said, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm telling you, don't let the devil bite you. I said, don't let the devil discourage you, and don't never complain, because we're blessed. I said, we're blessed. Well, glory to God. Telling you, if the devil ever comes and lies to you and tells you you ain't got nothing, hey, look at you, you're poor. Hey, hallelujah. I look unto Jesus and lift up and say, I got everything. I got the Lord. I'm saved. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's right, brother. Looking unto him. Yeah.
Looking unto Jesus. That's it, Brother Gary. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I told somebody on my phone just before I came to service tonight. I said, I'm still looking unto Jesus. He started me out. How many years? 42 years ago, he started my faith 6 foot from the altar when I didn't even know that God had a side. Hallelujah. The Lord started me out on this good way back in 1974. And I looked unto Jesus and he started a faith in me that has never let go of me. It has kept me, this good feeling has kept me for 48 years.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Can I tell you, if I hold on to him, Jesus will finish this faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's going to finish it.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. I don't know when, and I don't know where I'll be, but when he calls my name, I'll say, here I am, oh Lord, I'm ready to go home. He is the beginning and he is the end. He is the first and he is the last. He is the Alpha and he is the Omega. He is the bright of the morning star. He is the bread of life. He is the living water. He is the bride and the morning star. He is the rose of Sharon. He is the way maker. He is the I am that I am. He was the one that was dead, but he's alive forevermore. Hey, raise your little hand and praise him. He's a coming again. Hallelujah. He's ready to come, and I'm ready to go.
It's the first time I preach since I've been sick. I told the Lord, I said, you're going to have to help me.
I think he is. I think he's helping me.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's time to look up. You know, we live in a day and an hour. We've got to look up. We have to look up from the mud and the mire of earth. Up from all the sins and the sorrows that surround us. Look up from the fears and the troubles to the one that who still holds us in his hand. Remember, God is greater than all of earth's mountains. He's mighty to save, help, and deliver. David said, my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Do you know what those heels in Scripture represent? Listen, they're an emblem of strength and stability. They represent our God in all of his might. A God who cannot be moved and he cannot be shaken. To whom else will you look? He's the only true source of help for the soul. He alone can raise it up from our lowest state and our condition. Hallelujah to the Lord. We let us look up from the mud of the low valley unto those everlasting hills. Look for the sunshine upon the mountain. Oh, the feeling of being near God in those lofty heights. We need a mountaintop experience. Oh, Lord, David knew where to look for help. He knew that there was a place of refuge where there's peace and refreshment. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Listen, you must remember there will be times in our Christian life when the hills will be temporarily hidden from view by the mists and the clouds. But thank God, the rains and the winds will pass. Sometimes it'll be a while before you can ever see the grandeur of the mountains again. But when you do, they'll be right where they were before, unmoved and unchanged and strong as ever. Remember, your help is higher than the hills. It comes from the Maker, hallelujah, of the whole earth and the universe. Oh, hallelujah. Praise it, church. Oh, God, we love you. Philip Keller, he tells, he moved from Africa over here. I read one of these books. He bought a big, huge farm. I forgot how many thousand acres that man bought up here in the Rocky Mountains around Canada area up north. He said, there was storms up there. There was snow up there, just drifting snow, cold weather. He got a call. Somebody in his church was dying of cancer. I never will forget this. And Philip Keller got in his vehicle. He drove for miles. He said in that book, he said, I always, when I traveled that route, he said, I could look over and he could see it. He said, I could see the snow-capped mountains. He said, they were so beautiful. He said, on that stretch of highway, he said, that highway took me right through the valley on the way to the hospital to visit that man dying of cancer. He said, this particular day, he said, it was a storming. And he said the snow was a pour. He said the visibility was just real least. He said out in front of me. You couldn't see very far. He said, I started talking to the Lord. He said, Lord, he said, I miss that beautiful sight over there. He said, seeing the Canadian Rockies and seeing those mountains. He said, they're hid now. He said, I cannot see the grandeur of those mountains on this road. He said, I could just barely see nothing ahead of me to get to that hospital. And he said, the Lord spoke to him and said, Philip, he said, those mountains, I made them and I hung them there. I put them there. He said, not one time have they ever disappeared. He said, they've always been there. They have never changed. He said, for right now, he said, the storms have hid their view from you. He said, but it will be soon. He said, the storm will be over. He said, the winds will pass. He said, you will be able to see the mountains and the grandeur and the majesty again. That's just the way the Lord is. Sometimes we go through storms and we go through battles. Come on, we can't see very far away. Our view is limited. Come on now. And we see our troubles. We see our sickness. We see our afflictions. We see our faults and our failures and our frailties. We see so many things. But what the Lord is saying, one of these days it'll pass away and the mountains will shine like they've never shined before. Raise your little hand when the sun breaks through and the fogs lift. I'm on the rains will descend. The mountains, if the mountains could talk to you, they'll say, we have felt the fury of the storms of nature. And our face, the waters have run down our face. But I'm telling you, we're still here, Philip Keller. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Thank God. We ain't moved. We haven't changed. We're still right where God has put us. How many could say, and I know, Lord, and I'm right where you want me, where you placed me, and there's nothing can blow me away. Raise your little hand. Holy Lord, yeah. Holy Lord, Holy Lord. Come on, things will change. Atmospheres will change around you. God doesn't. God remains the same. He is high and he is lifted up. I bless his holy name. Glory. Everything in this old world is below us. We fix our gaze down so many times, and when we do, it weakens us in our soul. There's too many troubles of life that pulls at us, and it keeps you feeling low. In order to make it in this hour, you must look up to survive and be an overcomer. You've got to go higher. I read in a book, in a commentary, John Phillips, he is a great commentator. I like his stories that he brings, true stories. He said this woman, she had a job at her computer. I mean, 8 hours a day, she was glued to the computer. She was getting migraine headaches. Her eyes would go blur. And she went to the doctor, told the doctor. The doctor asked her, said, what's your occupation? She said, I work in an office. And she said, I sat at a desk all day long. And she said, the strain of my eyes in that computer said, it just does something to my head. He said, where do you work at? And she said, I work right at the base of the Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina. She said, actually, she said, I can go and stand in the window and look out and I can see those tall mountains in the distance. And the doctor said, I want to write you a prescription. He said, by mouth. He said, what I want you to do. Are you listening? She said, yeah. He said, I want you to take several breaks a day, 5 or 10 minutes, and said, I want you to go outside. And says, I want you to stare at that mountain. You say you live or you work right next to the Blue Ridge Parkway and those big, huge mountains. She said, I do. Go out and stare at him and look at him and gaze at him. Do that 3 or 4 times a day. She went back to the doctor. She said, doctor, she said, that's hard to explain. She said, I did what you said. And said, I started looking up at those big tall mountains. And she said, it cleared my eyes. And she said, it took away the pain. And the headaches are gone. Come on. We're so concentrated. We're so focused on the here, the now, the present, and the things that are close to us. And it is spiritually giving us a headache. It's making us spiritually sick. She went back to the doctor. She said, I did what you said. She said, I just set it aside for a little while. And she said, I went out 2 or 3 times a day. And she said, I would stand right there and gaze at that big mountain in the distance. And she said, it cleared my eyes. And it took away. Raise your little hand and praise him. Come on, if we'll refocus on the higher things, upon the Lord, He's high and lifted up. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It'll clear some of our mind battles. I felt the Lord go over me right now. It'll clear some of our mind battles if we'll start gazing up to Jesus and looking unto Him. Would you stand with me? I've got another page and a half, Ron, but I'm going to quit right here. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord is saying to us tonight, the key and the secret to joy and victory is looking up. Looking unto the Lord. When you see the snow-capped mountain of God's purity spiritually, it is as if the mountain is a saying, the mist and the clouds may hide us from your view for a little while, but we're still here. I've not moved, God said, and I've not changed. The winds may blow and the rains fall, but it does not affect me. The storms may rage all around me, and the waters gush and run violently down my face. But when the thunders hush and the storm ceases, I'll come forth again. They will come forth again into our view. They're saying we're still strong and mighty. The Lord is saying, I'm still God. Let's find a place right here tonight and say, Jesus, anoint my eyes with thy salve. Lord, open my eyes to see you. Great and strong and precious to my soul. Come on, let's call to Him tonight. I need a healing, Lord. I need to focus upon you, Lord, to look at your blessings. Look at your power. Look at your ability, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's ask Him. Oh, God.
Lift me up above the shadows, plant my feet on higher ground. Lift me up above the clouds, Lord, where the
yes.
shining
sky. Yes, Jesus.
Lift me up above my weight.
Well, praise
lift
the Lord.
Lift me up into thy strength. Lift me up above the shadows till I stand with thee and leave. Well, lift me up above the shadows. Lift me up,
lift me up,
and let me stand
to save and to heal, to keep and to preserve.
Lift me up above the shadows, let me ever
or abide.
Oh, lift me up,
oh, lift me up
above the shadows,
lift me up,
and let me stay,
and let me stay
on the mountaintops of glory.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Lift me up,
lift me up
above the shadow. Oh, lift me up,
oh, lift me up,
and let me stay,
and let me stay
on the mountaintops of glory. Let me dwell,
oh, let me dwell near the land.
Lift me up above the shadows, out of sorrow
yes,
and joy.
Lord.
Lift me up above my grief, Lord. Please, lift me over my Lord. Then when death must fight my spirit and the storms of love on my
yes, God.
Lift me up above the shadows.
Yes, Jesus. Lift us, God, lift us.
Lift me up above the shadows.
And let me stay
on the mountaintop. Let me stay.